UNC Charlotte is restarting some in-person classes today. That's after students were allowed to move back into residence halls this week. As WFAE's Nick Delacanal reports, the university is hoping to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks on campus with the help of an unusual testing system.
How do you prevent the coronavirus from spreading inside a college dorm? UNC Charlotte thinks it's found an answer, and it's here in the dorm's basement, flowing down through a sewage pipe. That's the sound of wastewater. It's the grayish-brown mixture of all the water flushed out of the dorm's showers, sinks, water fountains, and yes, toilets.
It's actually not a very strong smell. You would have worse experiences in your own restroom, I'll say that.
That's Kevin Lamberth, a research associate at the university. For the last few weeks, he's been scurrying around what he calls the underbelly of the university, opening up these sewage pipes and rigging them with sample collection kits.
We have 16 of these in the physical dorms, and then we have several in the Greek Village where we're going to be actually accessing directly through manholes.
The idea is that researchers collect samples from the sewage flowing out of each dorm, then test those samples for COVID-19. If the test comes back negative, the students in that dorm are probably healthy. But if the test comes back positive,
we'll just call up the testing team and say, okay, we have a positive in this dorm, so you might want to take those students and give them all a test.
Cynthia Gibbous is helping to lead the project, and she hopes it will be like an early warning system for the university, alerting them of possible cases inside a dorm where students can be quickly tested and isolated. It will also save the school from having to test every student every day. The program has its limitations, though. Commuter students are left out, so are faculty and staff who live off campus. And Gibbous says they don't yet have 100% coverage of the dorms.
There's always going to be populations that we're not really going to be able to test with this. There will be some that slip by.
But some coverage is better than none, and the approach has been effective at other universities. At the University of Arizona, administrators held a press conference touting the effectiveness of testing wastewater. They say it likely stopped an outbreak from happening after COVID-19 was detected in one dorm's sewage. Students there were tested, and Richard Carmona, who leads the school's reentry task force, says two asymptomatic students were identified and quickly isolated.
You think about if we had missed it, if we had waited till they became symptomatic and they stayed in that dorm for days or a week or the whole incubation period, how many other people would have been infected?
The University of South Carolina, too, has been testing students' sewage ever since they returned to campus in August. The program identified multiple cases, says Associate Professor Sean Norman.
We can say that we have identified in some of the areas where we have seen positives, we have identified cases within those areas, and those people would be asked to quarantine.
Students, for their part, say it's a little weird that everything they flushed down the toilet is now the subject of scrutiny. University of South Carolina sophomore Yasmin Belogan didn't believe it when she first heard about it.
Just like thinking about someone testing your poop is not it's not a very pleasant idea.
But then again, it's not the weirdest thing to have happened in this crazy year. And what matters is if it's effective.
If it works, it works, you know? It's just weird thinking about that kind of thing happening in real life.
Plans are already in the works to expand this kind of testing beyond college campuses. Some towns around South Carolina and other places like Waco and Denton, Texas, and Alameda County, California, have started testing sewage with the help of the University of South Carolina. UNC Charlotte also hopes to expand testing into off-campus apartments and other locations near the university in the coming months. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.